This weekend's Newport Folk Festival in Rhode Island marks the 50th anniversary of one of the defining moments in American music history, the day Bob Dylan put down his acoustic guitar and plugged in an electric one. Well, people today still argue about that moment and how it did or didn't change the American sound. And embedded in that argument is an even bigger question. What is the American sound? What's on your American playlist? We've been asking musicians and musical thinkers around the country, and on the eve of this Newport anniversary, we thought we would ask one person in particular.
It's such a great question. What I think of American music is honestly music that makes me want to take a road trip. That whole idea of manifest destiny, of continually experiencing new things and having the freedom to do so.
Clouds of heaven every day, passes pearly gates.
My name is Jay Sweet, and I am the producer of the Newport Folk Festival. My first pick was actually a song that was partially written by Woody Guthrie. He'd written the lyrics, and then Jeff Tweedy of Wilco and Billy Bragg came together and wrote the song, put the music to it, called Airline to Heaven. And it's just the most killer opener. It's if you don't want to get in your car on an empty highway with some blacktop to the horizon when you hear this song, I don't know.
Them's got ears that them hear. Them's got eyes that them see. Turn your eyes to the Lord of the skies. Take that airline plane, it'll take you home again.
To me, Odetta was really, you know, the queen of folk music, and that wasn't self-proclaimed, like James Brown is Godfather of Soul or something, but, you know, that was from Martin Luther King and Pete Seeger and Harry Belafonte and even Bob Dylan, all saying Odetta.
Sometimes I'm in a mood, I want to leave my lonesome home. Sometimes I'm in the mood, I wanna hear my milk cow moan. Sometimes I'm in the mood, I wanna hit that highway road. Then again, then again, then again, then again. Hold me, I'm in a mood for you.
You know, it is there, and you have to believe her because she is living it. You know, the civil rights, everything. She was on the front lines. And I tend to think that she's overlooked in some respects. And obviously when it comes to Newport, which she was had a very big part of, obviously, before my time, I thought it was also, we talk about guts and intestinal fortitude. How cool is it that at the same time that Dylan is going off on Electric Dylan, you know, in 1967, I believe, she decided to cover a whole, not a song, but an album of Bob Dylan covers. And the song that I actually chose, Baby, I'm in the Mood for You, again, is about, if you really listen, it's about traveling and moving. So for my third selection, this was my outlier. The funny thing is, people ask me, you know, my three or four favorite songs of all time. You know, they are always surprised when I throw in This Must Be the Place.
Home is where I wanna be. Pick me up and then turn me round. I feel numb. Born with a weak heart. Guess I must be having fun.
The cover of it is by two people I like to call friends, Sam Beam, a.k.a. Iron and Wine, and Ben Bridwell of Band of Horses, who are two old friends who were actually born in the same town in Carolina, and they moved apart and they started their own careers away from each other, and then they finally were like, hey, why have we never done an album together? And they got together and they did a covers record, and all the other songs are kind of about, a lot of them are about leaving and traveling, and this one is that feeling of, while you're traveling, remember that you're, how fortunate you are if you have a rock, you know, to go back to.
And you're standing here beside me. I love the passing of time. Never for money, always for.
for love. Cover up and say goodnight. Say goodnight.
So my fourth is It Makes No Difference, a song by the band. But I chose to have the My Morning Jacket version. To me, America and American music in the recent canon, besides the Garcia and Hunter songs, are all written by the band, which is predominantly Canadian, except for one very important member, the one and only Levon Helm from Arkansas, who kind of recreated what, say, the South was to me. Brings me back specifically to one of the last songs Levon ever played before he died at Newport, It Makes No Difference. And so then some good friends of ours, My Morning Jacket, when they came to the festival a few years back, they did a little surprise and they did this song and dedicated it to Levon Helm, and they brought out Brittany Howard from the Alabama Shakes, and they did this song. And if you know anything about the song, there's some references of rain in the sense of tears. And right when they started playing it, it started raining. And oh. We were talking about not American songs, but just the best songs. And for me, this is the best song.
As your mother for you.
Goodnight Irene to me represents American music perfectly, because while people, well, you know, they might think Lead Belly, this is Lead Belly's song, but in fact Lead Belly learned it from his uncles, and the rhythm structure of the song can actually be traced from 50 years before Lead Belly ever heard it or touched it or did anything with it. And then in the 30s, the version that we heard was recorded by Alan Lomax in one of his field recordings. And that started the kind of Lomax thing of capturing music that had been an oral tradition and finally being able to make it to the masses that would never hear it unless they were in the room with the person playing it. And so now America starts to have a shared musical history. Not just, oh, that's music from the South or that's music from the North. That's American music.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night.
It has become traditionally the last song played at Newport. Whether it's the Jack White playing it last year with a flag at half mast for Pete Seeger, whether it's Pete Seeger singing it and getting everybody from Dawes to Levon to the Decemberists all singing with him, or whether it's to the hardest rock band that Rhode Island's ever produced in Deer Tick singing it. I think if you've experienced the Newport Folk Festival, that song takes on a much bigger meaning. And you carry that out into your life. So when you're playing at the campfire, hey, I know a song we should sing. And it's amazing because I think that oral tradition that was captured by Lomax back in the 30s, I think it's very much alive and well. And there's not a whole lot of songs I think we can say that about.
Jay Sweet is the head of the Newport Folk Festival in Rhode Island. It begins on Friday. You can go back and listen to all the songs on Jay's American playlist at hearandnow.org.